So thrilled and excited to bring in our next guest. He's the only four-time heavyweight champion of the world. He's probably most famous for his victories over Mike Tyson. And of course, he was an Olympian back in 1984. And now he is a spokesperson for United Games, which is dropping a new app in October. For all sports fans, we're going to talk about United Games coming up here in just a bit, and of course, about his illustrious career. Over the phone right now, we have Evander, the real deal Holyfield. And Evander, first off, I can't stress enough how grateful I am for you to take out the time to join us on the show today. It is a pleasure to have you on.
And thank you.
First off, you're kind of affiliated with United Games, and we're going to talk about United Games here in just a moment. But for those listeners, we have to talk about your professional boxing career. You're known as probably the greatest cruiserweight that ever lived. And then, as I mentioned, you're a four-time heavyweight champ, the only four-time heavyweight champ. As far as your boxing career goes, boy, you're second to none. It's hard to find a better resume.
Well, you're absolutely right, because you know I've been a, you know, when people look at my career and not bragging, I just tell people I was the only undisputed cruiserweight champion ever. I said, could nobody beat me. I said that's the reason I moved up to the heavyweight division, and you know, of course, you know, and I've done it four times. I did it more than anybody, and so that's. It speaks for itself, I guess the most important thing, I'm thankful for the people who given me the opportunity to do so.
As far as your professional boxing career goes, I mean, it came to a close a few years back. I mean, you were out. You were determined to become a five-time undisputed heavyweight champ of the world. Unfortunately, I thought you were robbed in the Valu fight, and we can talk about that in just a bit. So in my mind, you won that fight. But I mean, outside of that, you really never got that chance to become a five-time heavyweight champ. What have you been up to since your fighting career's ended?
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to come back, get back. You know, I had such a luxury career. And I felt that only reason I became who I am because people talked to me. People told me how to do it. You know, at 8 years old, I was told that I could be like Muhammad Ali. And I got a chance to meet Larry Holmes, Joe Frazier, all these champions. I got a chance to see, you know, like the Spinks, Michael Spinks and Leon. And the reason why I speak about them, because, you know, as a kid living in the ghetto, the Spinks brother was the first two people that I've seen that kind of lived the kind of lifestyle that I live. You know, you don't choose your parents, and you don't choose your neighborhood, you don't choose your skin color. But these two guys won gold medals in '76. At that time, you know, that gave me the inspiration to know that I didn't have no excuses, because you know. You know, the young people kind of looking for something that they always looking for something where they say, well, you know, I can't make it because of this. But because I've seen the Spinks brother do it, that gave me inspiration that I could do it, because a lot of times people told me, you ain't smart enough. Y'all don't have anything. You'll never be anything. So when the Spinks brother did it in the 76, that gave me the fire that I need to feel that I can make the Olympic team an idea.
You talk about the Olympics. We go back to 1984. You're a bronze medalist. Again, you were on the wrong side of a very shoddy decision. Is that something that you still think about today, having that bronze medal instead of that gold, which you more than likely would have gotten had you advanced in the tournament that year?
Well, you know, I'm actually, you know, when I look at it, it showed me that things happen to everybody. You know, you don't get to choose, I want this to happen to me, I don't want this to happen. But when a thing happens, you just have to handle it the proper way. Because I think because of that, the incident happened, it allowed, you know, I was in the bronze medal, but we had 9 gold medals and we had 1 silver. But I was a bronze medal. But I got all the I got all the accolades that allowed me to have a great career. How my career jumped off. My first fight was in Madison Square Garden. And, you know, I got the fight on prime time at 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm the one that opened the show. I'm so it's so many great things happened afterwards, but in the process that happened, you know, I would love it. I would have loved to have got the gold medal, but on the point that I did, but it was my good attitude that gave me an opportunity to prevail in and continue to do well afterwards.
You talk about some of the great things that happened to you after the 84 Olympic Games. One of the most epic trilogies in boxing involves you and Riddick Bowe. Riddick got the better end of that deal, winning 2-1. You lost for the very first time in your professional career that first fight against Riddick Bowe, but you bounced back and became a two-time heavyweight champion. How important was that trilogy to the Evander Holyfield legacy?
Well, I'm telling you, set the instant. If, you know, just think about it. If I would have, Bo beat me, then I came back and beat Bo. But at that time when I beat Riddick Bowe, before I lost in Riddick Bowe, I thought I could beat anybody that had hands. I'm talking my mindset started changing. I thought I could actually whip anybody with two hands, and to Riddick Bowe beat me. And when Riddick Bowe beat me, then it humbled me. And I had to go back to the drawing board. And I went back to the drawing board, came back and beat him. But a lot of people don't even realize that even in the third fight, I fought him, and he won that fight. But that's the reason why I got an opportunity to fight Mike Tyson, because all of a sudden after that Bo fight, and you know when I didn't fight Bobby Chesgood, everybody thought I was washed up. So, it's bounced back again. Here I am. I would have never been it. I would never been, because Riddick Bowe was a big guy. Didn't nobody want to fight Bowe. And because Bowe finally got me, then my next fight wasn't too good with Bobby Chess. Then you know, everybody kind of thought I was washed up. They thought I had a bad heart. They thought I just wasn't good. And so, fortunate that, you know, in that situation, people didn't think I could do it, and I did. And I think every time when you prove people wrong, it kind of stands out a little bit more.
Yeah, it definitely does. And of course, everyone's going to point to the two fights with Mike Tyson as your marquee victories. You had a brilliant comeback fight against Michael Moore. You were able to avenge a loss there. But if we talk about the Mike Tyson victory, specifically the first one where you won via TKO, is that the marquee victory in your mind, considering the buildup for that fight? We had to wait years and years to get it, and the storylines developing out of the Olympics, and then finally getting it in the mid-90s. Is that the marquee victory on your resume?
Well, I actually think so. But I think, you know, even though with Lennox Lewis and all the other people, I think, you know, it was the fight that the people wanted to see. You know, I don't think you get your opportunity to say which one of these fights gonna be the fight. It was the fight, and I truly believe that fight, like just like. Like Ali said, I shook the world up, because then nobody, that somehow people didn't think that, they said, ain't no way a good guy like Evander can beat a mean guy like Mike Tyson. This is in their mindset. It was drilled in their mind that, well, and you know, and they looked at, they looked at me not tough because I would, my mother told me all that cursing and all that bragging stuff is, see, my mama didn't want me to be that way, and I, of course, when I'm an adult, I chose not to be that way because I felt that it worked for me. Not, you know, just saying the first thing that comes to my mind, and it works. And then because I made so many mistakes, just like everybody else. But my mama always told me a good attitude will carry a lot farther than your talent. And here I am today. I'm still able to go out and do wonderful things.
Again, our guest right now is Evander, the real deal Holyfield. Evander, I got to ask you, when the official stops that fight, that first fight against Mike Tyson, and you're declared the winner, what was that feeling like? I mean, obviously, you knew you were going to step in and win. You had the confidence. I've watched that fight several times. It feels like you dominated Tyson throughout the majority of that fight. I believe it was stopped in the 11th round, if I remember correctly. So when you go back over it that night, what was it like for you?
Well, the whole thing, it was almost like I did it. And, you know, and that's it. And the only thing that I want the people to know that I did it, you know, because, you know, Mike Tyson is one of them guys that everywhere I walked, somebody was telling me what he going to do to me. It's not like Mike said anything to me, but all the fans, somehow all the fans that had this thing, people just look at me and say, look, man, I like you, but God, don't. But there ain't no way you can handle Mike. Some people, it's a lot of people divided by. Everywhere that I went, this is what I'm talking. Even at home, sometimes some of my family members would like look at me like this and say, "Yeah, you wait till you fight Mike Tyson." But the whole thing is, at some point in time, you know, when it came, and I was able to persevere through those tough situations. I'm saying, it's kind of difficult when people at your own house are telling you that, you're good at two shoot. You think you all that? It's not that I thought I was anything. No more than I knew that my big principle was just hard work. You work hard and you do your very best and you don't quit. And that's it. Those are the things that allow me to pretty much be the person who I am today.
Evander, the real deal Holyfield, joining us right now over the phone. Evander, I do have to pause for a quick commercial break. I have a lot more I'd like to talk to you about, including United Games. Is that okay if we break? You have time to come back? Can we take a break?
Go ahead.
Excellent. We're going to pause for just a second. More with Evander Holyfield coming up here on Drive Time Sports.